Back in 2006, a powerful rocket lifted off from Florida. And on board was a spacecraft about the size of a baby grand piano. The rocket flung it towards the cold dwarf planet Pluto. Tomorrow, 9.5 years after its journey began, the spacecraft will begin to study Pluto up close. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports on this long and extraordinary trip.
The day I visited the control room of NASA's New Horizons mission, two young guys were manning the computers. Their boss, Alice Bowman, told me they were still in school when it launched. Now, she says,
they probably are 5 or so years out of college.
You're letting two guys in their 20s, they are completely in charge of America's only mission to Pluto?
They're part of the team. I would say that they cannot send anything to the spacecraft without me signing off on it.
The New Horizons spacecraft is now nearly 3 billion miles from Earth. That's so far away, it takes a while to phone home.
So the information that we're receiving from the spacecraft right now was sent 4.5 hours earlier.
And it takes another 4.5 hours to send commands back. The people in mission control can't do things in real time.
No operator can sit on Earth and use a joystick to control where the spacecraft is looking or taking observations. Pretty much you have to make a very smart spacecraft.
New Horizons is going too fast to stop at Pluto, so it will have just one chance to see the icy world as it whizzes by. Scientists like Bowman are doing everything they can to make sure the brief encounter goes smoothly.
What's coming down today is observations that are looking for any kind of hazard along our path.
Like what?
Maybe undiscovered moons.
That's right. They're worried the spacecraft could smack into a moon no one's ever seen before. That's how uncharted Pluto is.
Let me tell you what we know about Pluto. We could probably put it on one piece of paper.
Alan Stern is the principal investigator for the New Horizons mission. Pluto's not too big.
If you drove around its equator, it's about like clocking the distance from Manhattan all the way west to Maui in Hawaii.
It has 5 moons that we know of. The biggest one, Charon, is the size of Texas.
The other ones range from more like Vermont down to literally Manhattan Island.
Scientists think Pluto itself has a rocky core surrounded by ice. But maybe the most important thing about it is that we now know Pluto is not alone. It's part of a vast outer region of the solar system called the Kuiper Belt.
It contains a very large number, probably billions, of comets. And it also contains thousands of little worldlets.
Those worldlets are smaller than Pluto, but there are plenty of Pluto-sized planets, too.
There are more of them than there are gas giants and rocky planets in by the sun combined.
This is a first look at a mysterious world in an unexplored part of our solar system. Stern says there's just not going to be another mission like it.
No space agency on Earth is planning to do another first mission to a brand new planet anywhere in the solar system. So it really is a unique 21st century event.
The full encounter starts tomorrow, but it will reach its climax in a week when the spacecraft swoops past Pluto's surface. Scientists hope it will send home lots of cool pictures of this unexplored icy world. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.